Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Sinner's Guide on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am Jason Gordiano, your host. Our guest is Father Julian Larrabee of St. John Bosco Roman Catholic Church in Modesto, California. Thank you for joining us, Father.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
And we continue here in our study of The Sinner's Guide with Chapter 24, The Folly of Those Who Defer Their Conversion.
Yeah, so Venerable Lewis is trying to explain to people the benefits of virtue and the problems of vice and sin, and from every possible angle. And so one thing that people frequently think who understand all of what he has explained, but who are attached to sin, is that they say, well, I will convert and repent later on in my life at some point. And he says this is a very, very common approach to the Christian life, you could say, but it's one of the main causes of eternal damnation. And so he devotes several chapters to addressing this idea in various forms. So first we're going to talk about, well, he lists several variations of this idea. He says some people just say, I will repent at some future time that they don't ever decide or specify. Or he says other people say that they will repent on their deathbed. That is a particularly problematic idea, which we'll see later. He says some people just say that it's just too hard to be good, or they're presumptuous of God's mercy. Or some people don't repent because they just like sin better than virtue. And so he says those are some of the most common problems that we're going to discuss. So he has a chapter devoted to each of those excuses. So first we're going to look at people who just put off their conversion to an unspecified time in the future. And they say to themselves, I can repent later in my life. He says even St. Augustine tried this one. Fortunately for him, he abandoned it in time. He said, later, Lord, I will abandon the world and sin. But he says that obviously our salvation is our highest priority. It's the most important thing in life. And we can't be saved if we don't live a life of virtue. But he says, okay, if you're thinking that you are going to repent at some later time, he says, actually, it's a lot easier to repent now. This is something people don't realize or understand. And so he's going to go into all the reasons why the earlier you repent, the sooner you repent, the easier it's going to be and the more effective. So he says, first of all, we don't even know if we will have a future chance to repent anyway. So this is an enormous problem. He makes a rather strong statement about this too. He says, the number of souls lost in this manner is infinite. Lost because they put off their conversion to some future time. And our Lord mentions this too. He warns us in the Gospels with a parable about a rich man who was bringing in lots and lots of food from his farm. His farm was very productive. And he said, I will tear down my barn that I have now and build another one that's much bigger. And I'm going to fill all that up with all my stores and riches and so on. And our Lord said, thou fool, this night do they require thy soul of thee, and whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So he was expecting to live for years and years, and our Lord said, you're not even going to be alive tomorrow. And none of us knows. All of us could die tonight. We don't know. We have to always be ready. It is God who decides when we die. So we can't assume that we will live for a long time. And people who believe this and use this as an excuse to sin are very often punished in the way that they deserve. Venerable Lewis says people who live...